USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another victim found.
Very unfortunately, one additional victim was recovered. So the number of deceased is now at 12. The number of unaccounted is now 149.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava making that announcement at a Tuesday evening press briefing. The search continues at the site of the partially collapsed Champlain Tower, as Florida State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle said Tuesday that prosecutors will push for a grand jury investigation into the collapse. The White House also announcing that the president will visit the site on Thursday. And the House has passed a bill to remove statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote Tuesday. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed it last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
More on our top story now, as Lance Pry has more on the search and rescue efforts at the partially collapsed Champlain Tower.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue, looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in a loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It was so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. You got a building and you literally cut it in halves, and with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court left the CDC's ban on residential evictions in place. The court declining to allow a federal court judge's decision to go into effect that would have lifted the ban nationwide. The moratorium is currently set to expire on July 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More than 200 Republican lawmakers recently sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on House Democrats to support an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. The letter came after President Biden ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to dig deeper into the current theories surrounding a lab in Wuhan, China. Representative Nancy Mace was one of those who signed on to the letter. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. owes it to the world to get to the bottom of the COVID mystery.
Look at COVID-19 right now. As you stated earlier, Martha, 4 million people around the world have died from the virus. 600,000 of those people right here in the United States. And there are 3 labs in the world that do this gain-of-function research. And it just so happened that one of those is in Wuhan, China, the exact same location where the Wuhan virus originated. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said any hearing in Congress investigating the origins of COVID-19 is simply a distraction. That statement, not only is it negligent, but it's grossly negligent. We owe it to the American people and every other country around the world that's suffering right now to get to the bottom of how this happened so we can prevent it in the future. And quite frankly, China is playing big ball here, and we're just slapping them on the wrist. We've got to hold them accountable for this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.